This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Defense Department says a drone strike killed two leaders of the Islamic State group affiliate in Afghanistan. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, President Biden says the strike he ordered will not be his last.
In a statement, President Biden says we will continue to hunt down any person involved in that heinous attack and make them pay. The president discussed the situation with top military commanders Saturday, and they told him another attack is highly likely in the next 24 to 36 hours. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says while the U.S. drone strike killed two ISIS-K planners and facilitators, the security threat remains very real.
Nobody's writing this off and saying, well, we got them, so we don't have to worry about ISIS-K anymore.
And Major General Hank Taylor of the Joint Staff adds,
we will continue to have the ability to defend ourselves and to leverage over-the-horizon capability to conduct counterterrorism operations as needed.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
A protest erupted outside of a bank in Kabul Saturday as the United Nations warned of a possible humanitarian crisis from a worsening drought in the country. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The deteriorating economic situation in Afghanistan, which started before the Taliban takeover, could give Western nations leverage with the new Taliban government. Many nations have been urging the Taliban to form a moderate, inclusive government and allow people to leave after the planned withdrawal of U.S. forces on the 31st of August. Afghanistan is heavily dependent on international aid, which made up 75% of the previous government's budget. Although many Afghans are deeply skeptical, the Taliban have promised to rule more moderately than before, saying they want good relations with the international community. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website.